Hello, you are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. Today we have myself, Stephanie.
Myself, Helen.
And we have a special guest today. Do you want to say hi? Just take that microphone and pull it on over.
Hello.
Speak a little louder.
Hello.
There you go. Nice. So today's theme, as you can hear, is Age of Aquarius, because we have an Aquarius as a special guest in the studio today.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
Got a Aquarian birthday coming up.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be fun to do a bit of an Aquarian vibe, a little water moment.
Yes, I did get that.
For what Aquarius looks like, even if it's not actually water sign.
It isn't a water sign? Should I have known that?
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which one of the... Oh, no. Wait. Which one isn't?
The water bearer.
No, I know, but that's why it's weird. Yeah, it's an air element. Boom.
Ooh.
That's what's weird about
but
it.
It's holding a jug.
I know.
Water. It.
I know.
Whatever.
It.
Like,
yes. You heard it here tonight. An Aquarius is an air sign.
Yet.
Just like us Geminis.
Oh. Well, look at that.
Yeah, it's a misnomer.
Also,
the symbol is the water bearer, but it is not water. But you know what is water? Scorpio.
Really? I thought that would have been like earthy.
I would have thought fired.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just like not water.
As you can see, we have a couple of astrology experts
running Maiden Voyage.
So
send us your information and we'll chart stuff for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
It'll be kind of like a or intuitive chart.
Or send us your thoughts on Aquarians and we'll have our resident Aquarian answer questions about it.
Yes.
Or give opinions. You can call into the booth at 514-848-7471 if you feel like giving us your info. Or if you are part of the Maiden Voyage inner circle, you can text us and we will discuss.
We will not be taking any comments about Geminis. We know how everyone feels.
Yeah.
So it's just about Aquarius.
No Gemini slander.
We don't need that.
This is a Gemini. Gemini is the best zone.
Yes. This is a Gemini.
Yeah. So, we have an Aquarius writing into the show. Also, very shocked that they are an air sign. So welcome to the club. Welcome to the air sign club. This is why we gab.
Yeah, I think so, right?
That's like a intellectuals, you know?
I always remember reading that, like, you know, when you were, like, younger, you're like, oh, my God, like, my crush is, like, birthdays on this date. And you would, like, try to, like, match up your, like, sign. And then it's like, oh, my God, no, mortal, like, enemy signs. But Aquarius was one of my elementary school crushes. So
okay.
I always knew that Aquarius and Gemini got along.
Yes.
Yes.
So. Yeah, but not, like, tight.
No.
I feel like Aquarius is, like... Like, it works, but it's not, like, amazing with Gemini. I had an ex that was an Aquarius, and I remember that about the chart.
Oh,
is like, it was fine.
Yeah, it's, like, peripherally.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, like, it's not one that it's, like, ew, no, or one like that's,
Scorpio.
Like, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today's theme, we're going to have water for the water bearer, not for the water sign, and then things that have to do with, like, Aquarius or aqua. You know, we love a little theme. We're going to start off with some PJ Harvey, and then it's actually going to be a hip-hop heavy playlist. Maybe we'll get Catherine here to give some input on her life as an Aquarius. She's looking at me like, oh, my God.
I feel like our guests didn't even introduce themselves by name. Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't.
I thought I said your name.
You did it right now.
Oh, well.
There you go.
Catherine.
Surprise.
You heard it here first. Surprise. We've got some PJ Harvey coming up next, a little Down by the Water. And after the break, we will read the Aquarius horoscope for today.
Stay tuned.
What I found, Production Nuit d'Afrique present Women of the World Raise Their Voices, five special concert evenings from February 1st to March 8th. Don't miss the grand premiere, Lidl's Cameroonian Slam, Brazilian songwriter Bia Ferreira, Lorraine Klaassen's 40-year career anniversary, The Roots Daughters Sound System, and Cora Virtuoso Sona Jabarte. Discover the full program on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts, Remy
and Danny.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage, and we are journeying through the age of Aquarius. Should every talk spot the show have it playing in the background? Is that funny or annoying?
I don't know. We'd have to ask, like, the people that are listening.
Listeners, do you want a backing track? I think it would be funny. Okay, I'm gonna play it. We're playing it. We're just going to play it. Just to have a little trill in the background. So we had an Aquarius right into the show, an Aquarius whose birthday is coming up after our guest, Catherine, whose birthday is on Sunday. Oh yeah, sorry. I meant Monday. I was like the 12th. I'm like simultaneously reading this chart and anything else. Oh my God, why is it giving me the, oh, here we go. Oh no, that's too loud. Huh? Yeah. Thank you. We have it a little. Yeah, there we go. Perfect. So our Aquarius has written in, and she's an Aquarius sun. She's a Leo moon. Me too, bestie. And she has a Leo ascendant, which is very interesting, and not something I would have picked for you. But let's go through this. So your sun represents your vitality, sense of individuality, and outward shining creative energy. So this also counts for Catherine, our guest here, because this would be all Aquariuses. Standout characteristic of this sign is your unwillingness to follow the beaten track. Advancement and progressive on their minds. There can be an irreverence to old and outdated ways of thinking. Many Aquarians aim to free themselves of personal and social conditioning. Although open to change in theory, they can be surprisingly stubborn. They're idealistic, but they can be fixed in their opinions. Often a bit aloof and even standoffish. They're usually well-liked. They're curious and observant and tolerant in a broad sense, because prejudice and bias are usually offensive to the typical Aquarius. They're genuinely clever, witty, and intellectual. That's our air placement right there. They value progress and frankness, and they're usually on top of things. Be true to yourself is usually a motto for this sign. They value space and personal freedom. Independent, autonomous, weakness, overly detached and impersonal.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But you have an ascendant with Leo, Katie, and so your personality apparently is highly unique. You're clever, fascinating, interesting, and you choose to see the best in others. You're quick to see unfairness and inequity, which I would say is like very, you're a giving and true partner. So that's very nice. Although she has written in and said apparently that her husband, host of Hooked on Sonics, apparently their signs don't match very well. So.
Oh, really?
Okay. But that's okay. Overcoming the odds. Overcoming the odds. Moon in Leo. I also have the Moon in Leo. Warm, creative, and proud position of a moon. Moon in Leo want to create and entertain. They love deeply. They can be lazy and a little bossy. We know we love a Real Housewives moment. Oh, she's having some qualms. Doesn't necessarily see the best in others, but that's okay. We've all been there, especially these days. It's a bit hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was fun. So we're gonna do another Aquarius afterwards. We'll try and find Catherine's, but we don't have the exact birth time, so it might not be super accurate. That was Katie. Katie has a bunch of Leo in her chart as well, but this is Aquarius season. We're not going to talk about Leo. That's a lot of fire. That's a lot of fire. Amazing. So
look
fun.
At you, budding astrologer.
Do you know any Aquariuses?
No.
Hmm. Yeah.
Just that one crush from elementary school, you know. I mean, oh. I know one now.
Oh, we have, writing in that apparently famous celebs that are Aquarius. Megan Stallion, Harry Styles, Alicia Keys, Shakira, cool. And yeah. Oprah and Ellen. All Aquariuses.
Okay.
I famously share a birthday with Abe Lincoln, just so you know.
Oh.
Abe Lincoln, wow.
See, we're Kanye West, so that's...
Yeah. We don't talk about that one.
Yeah,
anymore.
ours is a little different.
There was somebody else that was interesting at the time.
At the time of what?
Like when I would have paid attention to celebrity, you know, birthdays that matched up with my birthday.
Well, now I'm like, we should have played a little Megan.
Yeah, we could have also done that.
We could have.
But we, you know, we went in a different direction.
It's okay. We're doing the theme of the horoscope.
The theme of the air sign, which was water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a different, like, you know, perspective
different
on it.
Different type of
it's
water.
It's cool. It's fine.
Something that inspires water in me is Solange's music.
Ooh.
But it's like flowy. It's like chill. It's like relaxing.
You're just like ebbing from one thing to the next.
Yes. This is Stay Flow off of her album When I Get Home. Down, down, down on the floor. Down, down, down on the floor. Down, down, down on the floor. Niggas get faded and they feel it on their face. Talking all day, then they feel it on their place. Take it on down, they don't feel it on the day. Take it on home and they feel it all the way. Take it on shots and they feel it on their face. Day, day, day. Take it all down, make them feel it on their face. Day, day, day. Men get down and they putting on a show. Girls getting down every day. Working out of town on the floor. Making things rain, gonna go. Niggas get down and they feel it on their face. Down, 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 you know. Thank you.
My window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, window pane, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Okay. hip-hop. Yo, you know I spit slick game to the brothers when I hip-hop slang bang bang. For the summer, I'm the Swiss slick dame. They say you the son of silly nickname. Name me your mother, the hip-hop. Pray for your butter, you a tip-top. Shake. Nigga running through the cistgate. Straight to the cover. Little witch pop, true for the queen. The bitch make hits, never do it for free. I can't take that risk, never two out of three. I took the blue out to see him, put the blue in the wave. It hit the bam damn nigga, then the blue in the rave. Word to you and the man, get the blue in the chase. If you a big shot, nigga, I'ma see you believe. Spit the truth and believe, I hit you stupid the knee. Little witch pop, nigga, hook in the bay.
Tried to tell niggas in 2012, nigga, working hand to hand and no avail. Volume 1 was too heavy for you frail niggas, so I got lean like codeine and pills. It's the visionary in the vintage Chevy. It's been a while, but wow, you still care. Free Nash till they pass out obituaries and bold caps. Your bitch ass was not there. And I could do anything but move backwards. The hardest thing is to keep from being distracted. My big sister still claiming me on the taxes. Tell Uncle Sam I just need a second to add this. Gave my mama 10 racks and she packed and went to chew mash with it. Could dribble the worth and gave me half of it. Half of it I tucked in the back of the air mattress. A quarter stash was stashed in the box with the Air Maxes. The rest got lost in sacks with my wife in no BM. Whack niggas dropping links in my DM. Bad bitches up and down the nigga TL. I'm glad that you finally made it to the future, but you late and the price is through the motherfucking roof. If you want, you could wait outside the building, I ain't taking no more meetings.
Stepped in the water was cold. She healed her body, but not my soul.
I bring you greetings from the First Church of Boone Baptist, United Fellowship of Free Nationals. Reside a pastor is die pack, and the First Lady is a bad bitch with slanted eyelids and thick asses, sunglasses. Martin Luther King fan for you bitch niggas sweating on my patent leather. Pressure turning featherweight into a Cinderella. I ain't seen the ground in days since I grew with fellas. You do one better. Word to the liquor that killed my grandpa liver. I know you're finally proud of niggas smiling. For every 100 niggas that came and gone missing. Only a handful will go the distance. I swear I seen this shit coming as if I was living up under the plumbing while niggas was riffing and mumbling about what they could do. I was kicking gumbo, whipping the voodoo. I was in the jungle running with Zulus. We was looking past the struggle while life was moving so fast you had to be shoppers again soon. To the top of the food group doing what I want and how I should too.
Is trying to explain to the crowd that what made this race possible is underneath this hood. Take a look at this.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Helen.
I'm Catherine.
Nice.
Hi, Catherine.
Welcome to the studio.
Welcome, guest.
It's fun to have you here in a place where I've spent so much time and you've never seen it. So,
boo.
But now you've rectified it, so it's okay. We're going to start off this talk spot. Actually, maybe should we finish with the horoscope of the day?
I mean, that's how it began.
That is how it began. So we'll finish with the horoscope of the day for you Aquarians listening. But I want to talk about the age of Aquarius itself. Wait, hold on.
Uh-oh. You're not finishing the horoscope.
We're coming back. No, because we just decided we'd do it at the end. Isn't that what we just said?
Oh, okay. You meant finish, like finish.
Yeah. Like
finish.
Not like finish
it.
Talking about
finish
it.
The show.
Okay. I see.
No, I actually want to talk about the age of Aquarius itself. Because it's actually quite complicated. I don't know if either of you knew anything about astrological ages before.
No, I only know it as a musical.
Yeah, that's exactly how I
know. Oh, yeah. I mean, this song that you're hearing in the background that I've been playing every talk spot comes from the musical Hair, which is quite an odd musical. I saw it once at McGill.
Yeah, well, this is...
Did not like it.
When you told me the theme today, I was like, what?
So the thing is that, musical. Say, you know, there are 12 astrological signs.
Yes.
And as we move throughout the year...
They change.
However, an actual astrological age is purported to be around 2,160 years long.
That is a long time.
And apparently, because it's the average time that it takes for the vernal equinox to move from one constellation of the zodiac to the next. So we're looking at dividing the Earth's gyroscopic precession period by 12, and this is only a rough calculation, so there actually is no accurate age, just what various astrologers have calculated for approximate dates for entering the age of Aquarius, which have ranged from 1447 to 3597. So, no one agrees on when the Aquarian age has started or will start. And apparently, it's all up in the air, and so we don't actually know. But they think that the age will affect humanity by influencing the rise and fall of civilizations or cultural tendencies. Wow. And traditionally, Aquarius is associated with electricity, computers, flight, democracy, freedom, humanitarianism, etc. So one view was that it started in like 1844 with the harbinger of Syed Ali Muhammad, who founded Babaism. So that's one view. But people don't know necessarily when it began, but the American Revolution, Industrial Revolution, and Discover Electricity are all attributed to the Aquarian Age. So they believe that we are currently in it. They suggest the Pisces world, where religion is the opiate of the masses, will be replaced in the Aquarian Age by a world ruled by secretive, power-hungry elites seeking absolute power over others. The knowledge in the Aquarian age will only be valued for its ability to win wars. Knowledge and science will be abused, and the Aquarian age will be a dark age.
This is not what the musical said.
No, but I mean, the ending of the musical is kind of dark, but honestly, I'm like, I think we're in the age of Aquarius. Just reading that, I'm like, yeah, checks out. Or some people think apparently that it won't arrive on a given date, but it will emerge and influence over many years, like a tide, surging forward incrementally rather than all at once. And then you've got this dude, Rudolf Steiner, who believed, R.I.P. Rudolf Steiner, that it'll arrive in 3573.
I'll be gone by then.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
I do not want to live for 2,000 more years.
I'm okay with
my
go.
Let me go. I don't need to see that. No. None of us need to see that. So that's an Aquarian age. So maybe we're here. And yeah, Hair obviously made it referred to hippies in the New Age movement. So
that was uplifting. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome. Yeah. So we might all be in the age of Aquarius right now. Yeah. It doesn't sound like a positive thing.
No.
To be honest. Although if it did give us electricity, I do like electricity. I mean, this is how we're talking to you right now on the radio.
Yes.
Is through things like electricity and...
Yeah.
Now we're like, and now we're going to have a minute of pondering.
A minute of silence for the positivity that we began the show with.
Before you heard The Waters by Anderson .Paak, we also heard some Azealia Banks, our fave problematic queen, Atlantis, off of the album Fantasy. And I Can't Stand the Rain by Ann Peebles, the OG version.
Yes, a little sample.
Great song.
Sampled by Miss Elliott. Song. Yes.
Also a great song. Mm-hmm. Superfly. Coming up next, we've got some Remy Wolf, some Callie with Tyler the Creator, and some other songs. Watery, watery tunes. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Scratching and biting.
Do it right, do it right.
Yeah.
Du 8 au 10 février prochain, c'est le retour du circuit musical Taverne Tour. Plus de 80 artistes d'ici et d'ailleurs prendront d'assaut les bars de l'avenue de Montréal, du boulevard Saint-Laurent et de la rue Saint-Denis. Voyez entre autres John Spencer, Sons, Mary Davidson, Sweeping Promises, Pi Pi, High Classified, Teke Teke, Daniel Romano's Outfit, Deli Girls, Paul Collins Beat, 20-some, Ben Chemi, Penteo, Population 2, Quarantine Gat, All Hands Make Light, New York Night Train, Activity et plusieurs autres. Consultez toute la programmation et procurez-vous des billets en ligne au taverntour.ca. Une présentation de la Caisse des Jardins du Plateau Montréal.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every other Thursday at 1 p.m. with me, Donald Roberge, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada. Featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, not to mention Acadian and Indigenous sounds, Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises every other Thursday at 1 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
I love trad music. That's so nice. I will be tuning in Thursdays at 1 p.m. going forward.
I will be. Me too, I think. It's nice though. It's nice to like actually have someone that's going to curate that for you. And it is true that we don't really kind of focus on our Eastern Coast musicians if they're not, you know, prime time. Do you know what I mean?
I like that you were like, I'm about to say something, so I'm going to talk quieter.
I was like, say it with your chest, Helen.
What
am I going to actually say? Just, yes, the brain is a little bit all over the place today. So
East Coast water, also covered in snow currently.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Everything is so weird.
Yeah.
Balmy, lovely spring day in Montreal, though. Gotta love that.
Very much so. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Catherine, you are visiting from the western part of Canada.
Yes.
Is it warmer here?
Yes.
Is it very cold over there?
No, it wasn't too bad. I think it was like -6 yesterday.
Okay, so would that be like not the usual, or is that kind of a normal,
Honestly, I don't even know what's normal anymore, because we had a spurt of like -45. I was supposed to come a month ago and couldn't get out of the city because it was too cold.
-45. Oh,
and
yeah.
Then last week it was so warm, and then now we're just like medium.
Yeah, like a normal classic kind of like movie winter. Like a -6 seems like I could deal with a -6, you know. Yeah. -6 is nice.
I would like for it to just be consistently under zero so that the skate rinks would freeze and I could skate on a rink that isn't refrigerated.
I would just like to be able to predict the clothes I have to wear for the next couple months, you know.
Well, if you just don't leave the house.
Yeah, today, you know, when I saw the man on the bike with shorts, I had just debated about keeping the long johns on as like a way to like kind of like, you know, beg winter to come back.
But, and then you were like, I guess I don't need those.
Yeah.
This man is wearing shorts.
Yeah.
There's always a shorts guy.
Always. Yeah. Even in -20 though, to be honest.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I read something recently of someone trying to like explain by science why short guys are short guys. And I was like, no, I don't care. It's too cold here. Put on pants.
Also, shouldn't there be like an equivalent of a hot version of that? Like, I guess people that are overly dry. Like, shouldn't there be like another, like the opposite of that?
Like people that are constantly cold. That's true. I know people like that.
Like in like 30 degrees. They're like, yeah, man, I just had to put on like an extra layer. You're like, really? Okay. I've never met somebody like that. I feel like heat maybe is a little different, but anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I have some fun facts about Aquarius. Do we want to hear them?
They're fun, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they're fun.
Okay, good.
Well, maybe you won't, and then you'll be like, that was not fun. 12 stars in the constellation. Do you actually know the constellation? Can you pick it out of the sky?
The Aquarius constellation?
No.
Yeah, that water bearer. She's on her knees. Yeah.
I know. Big and Little Dipper.
Yeah, that's it.
We love
Orion.
My boy, yeah. Orion. That's his arm's going to go out soon. Rip.
That's all I know.
all of the stars have planets orbiting them, which is pretty cool.
That is cool. That is cool.
Ptolemy was the one that first discovered it in the 2nd century BC. And then we know these already, but actually your planet is the Saturn and Uranus. And it supposedly weakens the sun when it passes through Aquarius in the sky. So they say. Whereas Neptune supposedly weakens Aquarius when it passes through Aquarius in the sky.
Well, okay.
I don't know what any of that means, but it refers to the legend of Ganymede, which, TIL, do we know about him?
No.
So he was the guy who lived a humble life as a shepherd, but he was just so hot that Zeus was like, you can't be immortal. You're way too hot. So he took Hebe's place as God's cupbearer after her marriage to Hercules. So he gained immortality and a place in the heavens. So Zeus made the Aquarius thing for him. He was like, you are too hot.
I also like, what a kind of weird flex for a very jealous guy.
Right? You know? He was just like, man,
gotta take you out of the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, he would go after anybody though. That's Zeus. He wasn't jealous. Hera was jealous.
No,
both. They're all jealous.
Yeah, they were all jealous. But you're right. Zeus
would just go after anything with legs.
Yeah.
And you know, like he didn't care. The Chinese also have their version of Aquarius,
which is
it has complex patterns linking 48 stars together.
Damn.
Which is wild. And the Babylonians actually arranged it as a man pouring water from a container down into the ground. And theirs was associated directly with a god. Their god, Ea, part of Mesopotamia's divine triad.
And have we discovered why water bearer, but then air sign?
Let us ask, why is Aquarius an air sign? I wish we had an astrologer on the line that we could
ring.
We could have call into the show and tell us this, but instead I will tell you. I will tell you why it is an air sign.
Where's our JoJo?
You
would think in the era that we're in, everyone knows so much.
That we would like,
except for your hosts.
I mean, no one said that we were experts on this topic. Honestly, and you know what? I just really don't think that anybody knows. And it probably has something to do with the placement in the sky.
But this
is telling us to remember not that Aquarius holds the water within a container and doesn't get his hands wet. So I feel like that also says something about the, what did we say? The fastidiousness and the persevering attitude of an Aquarius.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well put, actually. Right? I like that. It also signals to me that it's like the astrology kind of vibe. We're like, is it or isn't it?
Cass, is any of this ringing true for you?
Not really. I've always figured I'm a bad Aquarius. I remember when I used to read the full page horoscopes, I think, at the new year, I'd always read it. And it would be like, you're an environmentalist. And I was like,
like, I hate trees.
I don't know.
Well, that probably means that you identify more with your rising sign. But because you don't know what time you were born, we don't know when that is.
I was going to say, who are
you? But you could do like what I did, and you can get your birth certificate from the Rocky View Hospital. And then
I don't know if I need to know that bad.
But then maybe
you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I'm unlocking so much truth about myself.
Maybe. I used to read the Pisces horoscope because I was born a month early, so if I was born on my actual due date, I would have been a Pisces.
That's not how it works.
But I like
when I was 10, that was how it worked.
But like, I like that. You're like, but you know what?
You could be a Pisces. Actually, the other Aquarius in my life is a Aquarius sun, but then Pisces rising, Pisces moon. So you could be.
How much does it cost to get my info?
$25. And then you could also be like me and just never send the money.
Don't say that on the radio.
I know.
They're gonna find
it. I'll pay it eventually.
$25.
I work for the government. It's true.
Maybe you have to pay off my thing.
I say that every time I go. I'm like, I should just like go into their like holding area and be like, here. We're coming up to the end of the show, though. Thank you so much for tuning into Maiden Voyage. I love taking this voyage through the Age of Aquarius mm-hmm. with you all. Now that we had our super special guest Aquarius in the studio, so we're gonna end off the show with the Aquarius horoscope of the day. So also, if any of you listening are Aquarius rising, this can be partial to you because you read both your sun and your rising signs, because the rising can be the forefront of your personality. So Catherine, homework for you in the future. Next time you're on Maiden Voyage, we'll know. Stay tuned for any friction that may disrupt your system today. When you pay attention to your body's cues, you'll gain insight into the choices, activities, interactions, and places that are working for you. And you'll learn more about what those that currently aren't. No matter what, opt for what feels resonant and pass on what feels restricting. You'll feel fueled every time you remember and act on your agency. And then, just because we are the hosts, I think we should read our horoscope because...
You're going to do it? I mean, it is both of our horoscopes.
Yeah,
so it's like a two for one, right? Yeah.
No, you know what? It's the Age of Aquarius. We won't
steal
their sunshine.
I want to make it about me.
I know. I was
let's make it about the Geminis.
But we won't do that. We won't do that. But thank you so much for tuning in to this special edition of Maiden Voyage. Next week, we are going to have a Valentine come down episode.
And some dark ballads.
Because we love sad girl songs here on Maiden Voyage. So we're going to play some dark love songs to celebrate the day after Valentine's Day.
Yes, yes.
So if you had a bad Valentine's Day, you should tune into the show next week.
Yeah, we can talk about attachment styles. We can go deep.
Ooh,
we can jump in my episode.
Oh,
oh. I mean, you know, I
do you want to give us a sneak peek?
Ooh, yeah. Are you an avoidant? Are you an anxious person? Oh,
no, secure.
Ooh, that just like your sister.
Yeah.
I won't go into me. Nobody needs to know.
But
that.
Maybe we should. Next week, make sure you tune in so you can hear all about Helen's attachment style.
So much fun.
And maybe we'll have Catherine call in and you can do a
Actually,
session on her.
That would be really funny. Yeah.
I think I'm working. I'll be doing therapy with other people.
In real life? Oh, that's, yeah.
That's too
bad.
Where it counts.
It's
fine.
Respect.
That's okay. As we hear the soothing sounds of AMLO in the background.
Yes.
Well. So tune in next week for our day after Valentine's, the Valentine's Day hangover episode. Oh, brilliant. And we're gonna close out the show with a song appropriately titled Aquarius.
See you next time.
This is Boards of Canada on Maiden Voyage, CJLO 1690 AM.